Welcome back or welcome to the Humans of Triathlon or HOT podcast, where we bring you the ordinary but extraordinary world of triathlon, one human, one story at a time. With the aim to inspire and to celebrate this life-changing sport and its humans through real, authentic, raw, and enjoyable conversations with humans of triathlon from around the globe and from all walks of life. Hey everyone, this episode's audio quality is not the best. We had some issues with the recording, but I hope you can still enjoy the episodes. It's one of our more lighthearted ones. So yeah, I hope you stick around till the end. Hello, humans of triathlon. This is Swapnil Chauhan here speaking from India, along with my two co-hosts, Robin Mayall, aka Radmom Robin from Oregon, US, and Charles from London, UK. And today, the hosts are actually outnumbered by the guest. We've got not one, not two, not three, but four guests on the show this week, which is pretty crazy. And Robin, I guess you can go ahead and introduce these four guests to us.
Yeah, we have a really unique podcast, Swapnil, like you said, today in store. Our guests really demonstrate the power of triathlon to forge friendships and build camaraderie and support in all areas of life just from this shared love of the sport. So these four young women from Slovakia formed a training group online and set a goal of competing in Olympic distance triathlon. That goal led them to group rides, runs, gym workouts. They walk together, swim. And as they've trained together, they've become a close-knit support group in all areas of their lives. With one joint Instagram feed, they share their ups and downs, races, training adventures. And we just kind of get a window into this amazing friendship group. So please welcome to the HOT podcast. I'm going to screw up the pronunciation of this name. I should have asked ahead of time. Bajkerki?
Yeah. Skiri Bajkerki or for Bajkerki.
Bajkerki. Okay. So I was close. Pretty exciting. We're really glad to have you all here.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, we're super happy to be here.
I mean, this must be like some kind of record. There's seven people on and we're from four different countries. That's just crazy.
It's pretty awesome.
So to sort of get things going, how about you all just introduce yourselves, just give a short little background, your names, just so everyone can sort of understand who's speaking. And yeah.
Okay, so it's four of us here. My name is Christina. I'm 26 years old. I'm from Slovakia, and I'm one of the four girls called for Bajkerki.
Hi, my name is Tamara. I am 29 years old, so I am the older one. And I am also one girl from the group, Shti Bajkerki.
Hello, I'm Veronica. I'm 24 years old, and I'm also here with Shti Bajkerki.
Hello, my name is Alexandra, and I am the youngest one. I am 22 years old, and I am here also with my girls for Bajkerki.
Awesome. So tell us, like, how did you all meet? Like, you all are in different age groups, and you all are into different fields and stuff like that. So how did you guys meet? When was the first time you met, and how was this whole group formed?
Okay, this is the most popular question we get, and we always get it wrong because everyone has a different idea about how we But basically, so how would I start? Tamara and I'm Christina, we were working together at this sports complex, and we worked in a group that organized triathlons. So we did the championship of the Challenge family. I'm not sure if you're familiar. So we were in the organization team, and we thought it would be pretty cool, since we're the guys that are organizing the triathlon, if we could take part maybe someday. So we started cycling together. Mm-hmm. And then Veronica was actually, it's a funny story, she grew up right next door. She's my next door neighbor ever since we were born.
Oh, okay.
But we never really spoke.
Wow.
Yeah, it's funny. We like had joint kids parties, garden parties together with our parents, but we never actually were like super close friends when we were teenagers. But then somehow she heard that we're cycling and she got into cycling. So she's like, why shouldn't I join? So she joined us a couple of times to go cycling after work. And then Sasha, Alexandra, we used to horse ride together, get drunk together.
Very honest.
So I'm not sure if this idea happened when we were horse riding. Or drunk. And yeah, then she joined us cycling as well because we're pretty active, all of us. And we just happened to be cycling all the time together after work, before work. We were all super active. And yeah, then once the season was done, we were like, what's next? Like, we can't cycle anymore because it's super cold in Slovakia because it's freezing out here in the winter. So we were like, okay, let's have a goal or something. And since we're all in Chamorin where the championship takes place, we're like, let's take part in this. And we said, okay, let's try Olympic triathlon. And we thought we were all crazy and we'll never ever make it, but here we are. I'm not sure if the girls have anything to add on to this, if they see it differently, or if this is the first time I had it right.
I think she told everyone because this is not the first time how we talk about it, how we met. So it was very good.
Yeah, so this is it.
So Bajkirki. Okay, yeah. What does that mean and where did that name come from?
Okay, it's like a slang word for cycling girls, I would say. And someone, I'm not sure actually which one of us this was, but someone from us formed a WhatsApp group where we would agree on times, like when can we go cycling? And it was called Bajkirki.
I think it was you, Christina.
Well, maybe it was me. And then we would just like keep WhatsApping each other like, hey, can you go and bike after work or before work at crazy times like 5:45 a.m. so we can all go to school or work or whatever. So yeah, Bajkirki means cycling girls and four because it's four of us, obviously.
So what is it like to cycle there? Other than the obvious challenge of the weather, you know, is it the terrain crazy or drivers?
Okay, so in Chamorin, it's the best that we have a road next to the river. So almost we go when it's sunny. So when it rains, we stay home or we going out with Christina. So
how cold does it get there during the winters?
During the winters, it depends, but it can get like minus 10 degrees or minus 15. So okay. I would say...
Does it snow?
Yeah, of course, it snows. So you physically can't cycle outside. But for example, Veronica, she's the most active of all of us and we're jealous of her sometimes. But she like puts on layers and layers and layers of clothes and she goes out when it's like 5 degrees. I'm not sure what was the most cold.
I think it was like 9 degrees in December. So
well, it's really cold to cycle when it's under like 10 degrees. I would say.
Yeah.
So during the winter we all have our I don't know how you call it in English, like the trainer, soup turbo trainer.
Yeah, the indoor trainers. Yep.
Yeah. So we all do Zwift and. The indoor trainer.
So do you guys like live together or live close by, or like how does all that work? How do you plan your training? And
no we definitely don't live together because we all have our families and our life. I'm doing PhD at the school, and other girls they live in different parts of Slovakia, I can say, because I'm from Chamorin and the other girls are from Bratislava, from the capital city. So, but we are very close to each other. And well,
yeah, like our WhatsApp group is really active. So I would say we stay in touch every day. And it depends what race we're training on currently, because I would say in the wintertime, it was pretty like the dynamics of our group went down. Because, I mean, it's super cold outside and it gets dark really early. So you don't really have time for any training. You can do your indoor training and you can go to the gym. So Yeah, but we would stay in touch all the time. But now that it's like the winter is slowly coming to an end, we are planning on starting our training for another Olympic triathlon in March.
In the same city, or are you aiming at a different triathlon?
Yeah, in the same city. The first one will be in Šamorin, which is like 20 kilometers from Bratislava, the capital. So it's pretty easy for us to do that.
Right. How do you guys plan? So you all do the same races throughout the season, or do you split that up, or how does that work?
We all have the same competition during the year. So when, for example, Tamara couldn't come, so she stayed at home. But we are trying to go, all of us, for the same competitions or same triathlons.
Yeah, we had like a meeting last week where we agreed on the races that we want to take part in season 2019. So we all have the same aim in the same cities, etc. And we'll all have the same training plan, more or less.
And do you have a coach?
Well, this is also a funny part because we're all pretty different and we take this challenge really differently. Like some of us, Sashka and I, we do it for fun mostly. And then I would say Veronica is the super active one that wants to get better and wants to have better times. And she's always telling us like, oh, we should go to this like sports medicine center to get our blood tests and VO2 max. And we're just like laughing, like, what the hell are you talking about, you know? So yeah, like Veronica, the active one, she does have a coach. It's like a new thing for us now that she's working with a coach, and maybe she can tell you more about that.
Yeah, his name is Dave Kraschenich.
Mm-hmm.
And he's very good because he's not a professional athlete, but he's very good because this amateurs competition, he's always the first one at the Olympic distance. He has a lot of
experiences.
He has a lot of experiences.
Right.
I just wrote him that he can write down my training plans, and I'm very happy because now I don't train like from the feeling, you know, but it's more
planned.
More planned. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Like, even though all of you may have the same goals in terms of which races you want to do, but the whole process of getting to that race or the race itself will just mean different things to you all, and you'll have different motivations to do it. So I think that's a pretty interesting dynamic.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we're four different girls. We all do like different things. We all come from different backgrounds, but we do have that one goal. But I mean, the road to that goal is different for all of us, and the motivation is different for all of us as well.
But we just want to enjoy it.
Yeah, I think all of us want to enjoy it. So,
what's the triathlon scene like in Slovakia?
I would say it's still in diapers in Slovakia. We have a super talented athlete, I would say, that are racing on international level. We have Richard Varga, who is our Slovak national triathlete, who's also at the Olympics, and he has some super like amazing results. And we have a lot of talented young athletes as well that take part on international races. I'm not sure, girls, if there's anyone who you want to mention here, but I think Richard Varga is probably the most popular one out here. But since Slovakia is so small, we're so lucky that Richard, well, knows us and we all know him. So, that's great that we can actually meet our idols and talk to them and meet them at races, because the triathlon crowd is not that big. I think it's really just growing at this point. So, there's a couple of races. There is more every year. But I think we're lucky because the races are always growing, and we're super lucky that the championship takes place in Šamorin, which is basically the hometown of triathlon in Slovakia right now. And it's like the world championship in middle distance. A lot of we met a lot of triathletes there since Tamara and I worked there. we were able to meet pro triathletes, and I think that's where our first motivation came from. That's where Lionel Sanders became the world champion twice, and I don't know who else we met, Alistair Brownlee. Well, basically all of the big names you can think of, they were in our hometown. Pretty cool. And I'm talking about a town that has a population of 10,000 people. So.
Oh, wow. That is...
That's a lot of triathlon to descend on a small town.
Yeah, it was a big deal for everyone.
And Kristina, you're also a part of the Slovak Olympic Committee, aren't you?
Yeah, well, you're talking to Kristina. And yeah, I work full-time for almost a year now at the Slovak Olympic Committee.
What's your role there?
I work as the partnerships director. So I'm in charge of all of the partnerships and sponsors of the Slovak Olympic Committee.
Does being an athlete yourself now impact how you think about the Olympics and your job?
It's really weird when you call me an athlete. I still but yeah.
Well, athlete is part of triathlete.
Yeah, you're right. Well, it definitely gives you more like inside information on how hard those people have to train and the things they have to endure and suffer through. So I definitely have a different like respect for every athlete in the world, and of course the most the Olympic athlete. So I'm sure it helped me in my job, and I know how hard it is to get sponsors, and I know how much stuff costs. So yeah, of course it gives you a whole different aspect to your work.
Talk to us about all your journeys to that first Olympic distance race at the championship.
Usually we sit together like, I don't know, 3 months before the race, and we start planning our training plan. It's different for each month, and we meet like, I don't know, we meet during the week on trainings, but then we meet after 1 month and we prepare for the next month. And okay. It's not easy, but we are still trying to have a fun during the trainings. And sometimes in the end of the week, for me, Tamara is speaking now, it's hard to get up at 5 a.m. on Friday and then have another training in the evening. But then when we met together for run or for bike, it's easier for me to go out and train again, because girls can make me do better and push me to train hard. So yeah, basically we prepare together the plan, and then we are trying to stick on the plan, but it's not easy all the time. So sometimes we skip some trainings and just, I don't know, go for dinner.
But Tamara didn't tell you like one of the most important parts. We just had a meeting. So I told you about a meeting last week where we planned season 2019. And she actually told us like, oh, girls, I might not be able to take part in all of the races because I'm pregnant. So we have really fresh news in our group.
Yes, it's true. So, yeah, I would like to stay still in touch with girls. I will try to train, but just like in a different way. And I will try to support them. But yeah.
Yeah, but we want to like, now we want to inspire all of pregnant women or women with babies that you can still stay active and still stay in touch with your girls. And yeah, we want to show that everyone can be included in girl gangs like ours.
Yeah, do you all look to or have thought about growing this into something bigger than just the four of you?
Well, yeah, we're gonna grow into something bigger since Tamara is having a baby. I think we just want to stay the four of us, but we always encourage girls or women that reach out to us that they can join our trainings, and we're really trying to be inclusive with everyone, because there's a lot of messages that we get from women around Slovakia where they're like, oh, can we come and bike with you guys? Because it's so rare that girls bike together. So we encourage everyone to come and join us. But I think for Bikerki, we'll always stay for Bikerki because we're the core. But we really want a lot of women to come and race with us, join us, etc.
And how long has this group been together?
We are together precisely 1 year, because
So it hasn't been too long.
Yeah, it's not too long. But we know each other like 1.5 years, like totally, because we didn't sport together. We just met like 1.5 years. We just had our first season last year, last summer.
Right.
This is like in January, we just started to plan our first triathlon.
Like in January 2018.
Yeah.
Yeah, like precisely a year ago this time, we met and we planned for our first triathlon. So we're pretty fresh, I would say. We only have one season behind.
And with only one season, you already have 1,500 followers on Instagram, I have to say. Very popular.
Yeah, it's pretty, like we're always surprised.
We have a lot of friends.
No, like seriously, because just like a week ago, we were putting together all of the clippings and articles where we appeared in the past season. And it's pretty fucking amazing.
And we have to say that our Instagram is totally organic, you know, like our followers. So
yeah, like we didn't really hope for anything because we were just posting pictures for ourselves, I would say. So. And it's really like raw. We talk about when we just don't feel like training, so we just go out and it's we're still amazed by all of this, to be honest. Like right now we're just sending like selfies to our families, like Mom, Dad, we're doing a podcast, and they're like, why? Like what is a podcast? Yeah, it's a pretty funny situation for all of us.
So have you guys had any challenges as a group, you know, just for personal or training wise?
Well, as a group, it's sometimes tough to organize together because we're trying to work as a group, but at the same time, we all have different schedules, different lives, et cetera. I mean, you know that. And so sometimes we get frustrated if one of us can't join the trainings and we're always trying to be together, and then one of us is traveling somewhere or has like work responsibilities or family responsibilities. But I think in the end, it's like we never had a fight, did we, girls?
No,
never. No.
So, yeah, I mean, there are some challenges, but at the end of the day, we have the same goal and the same, I don't know, yeah. We're on the same wavelength, I would say.
Yeah, there's definitely this relaxed and chilled out vibe from you all, which is pretty cool to see.
I mean, we're all relaxed except Veronica, who's who's forcing us to do these VO2 max tests. Veronica, can tell us more about that because I have no idea.
This month, I'm so motivated. For this.
Well, I guess that's a good thing. I mean, you have to have someone in the group who's pushing you as well.
Yeah. Well, new thing just happened because my boyfriend just left me, so that's why I want to be so active.
But Christina is pushing us too because she wants pictures and videos all the time.
Yeah, so everyone just put some push on this.
Yeah, like Veronica is the one who's pushing us for like sports results, and I'm pushing them for marketing results. So
and I am pushing them for drinking results.
And I am pushing them for eat, for food.
That's crazy, yeah.
Okay, so to test out how well you guys know each other, we have prepared a little trivia sort of round.
Okay.
So how do you want to do this? Okay, let's divide you guys into two groups of two. So split yourself in whatever way you like.
Okay, we're split because we're sitting next to each other. So we just split.
All right, who's together?
Okay, Tamara and Christina are group one, and Veronica and Sashka or Alexandra are group two.
Cool. Okay, so you guys sent us some fun facts about yourself, so we're going to use that. Okay, let's go with Tamara and Christina first.
Yeah.
So we'll be asking you about Alexandra and Veronica to see how well you know them.
Okay.
Okay. So first one, what is, first of all, what do the winners get? What's the prize?
Okay, they have to pay for a night out for us. Like champagne.
Done. What is Alexandra's favorite alcoholic drink?
Gin tonic. For sure, gin.
Correct. That's one point.
That was easy.
Okay, next one. Veronica's favorite sport to do?
Bike?
Nope.
CrossFit? Snowboard?
Yep, it's snowboard.
Okay, well.
Okay. Okay, and does Alexandra have any siblings?
That's a tough one because she has some step siblings, but
including the step siblings.
Yes.
How many?
Two.
Oh, good.
So you got all right till now.
Yay!
Okay, possibly Veronica's favorite movie.
P.S. I love you.
Dirty Dancing.
Nope, wrong. So it's Harry Potter.
Oh, damn. Harry Potter.
Oh.
Okay,
last one. Who is Alexandra's favorite actor?
I have no clue.
Brad Pitt?
I literally have no clue. Wait, let me think of her taste in men. Bruce Willis? I don't know.
So it's Bradley Cooper.
Okay. It's pretty cheesy.
So yeah, you got 3 out of 5.
Okay, let's see what they can do.
Yeah, let's test the other half here.
Yeah, we are here.
Okay, what is Tamara's favorite TV show?
Shit.
No, we don't speak about the TV, so.
So we don't know, actually.
Something like Superstar or something like that.
It's a pretty popular show.
It actually goes with the theme of the day here. There's a hint.
Oh, Friends!
Oh, there you go. You got it. Okay, I like this question. Who did Christina get her wetsuit from?
Her mom.
That's pretty cool. I want to hear the story of that.
Yeah, so actually when I was working in ex-Bionicsphere where the championship takes place, yeah, I was organizing the triathlon, and since I didn't have a Christmas present for my mom, I just printed out a voucher since I was working for marketing, and I gave it to her for her, yeah, as her Christmas present, like, hey mom, you can race in a triathlon. I would like to stress that she never ran like 5K in her life. So she just looked at it and she was like, okay, thanks. And then I don't know why, but she just like got super motivated and she's like, well, I got this as a Christmas present. I must race now. So she's 50. I don't know if I can say it, but she's over 50 years old. And she got a triathlon coach. She like got the best gear possible for triathlon and she just started training. And then she just, yeah, did a sprint triathlon 2 years ago and totally kicked my ass. And I was like, if she can do that, then I can do that for sure. And then...
Does she still race?
Well, she's planning on racing in season 2019. She had some issues with her ankle or something last year. So she was just like our support group. She was amazing. She actually did this like big banner when we were racing and everything. So
she's our sponsor.
She's our sponsor as well. She got a lot of our gear.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. But she's planning on racing this season. So I'm not sure if I'll have a wetsuit since she'll use my wetsuit. That's actually a good thing to ask her. Hi, Mom.
All right. I'm going to ask this one because I need to know how to pronounce the answer. What is Tamara's favorite food?
It's svechkova.
Okay, what is that?
Okay, so how explain it? It's kind of beef meat and with, I don't know how.
Carrots and vegetables. And
and knedla.
We'll have to send you a picture.
I sent the picture.
Oh.
Oh, she sent you a picture also.
Oh, I didn't see that.
I didn't see that.
Okay, so they've got 3 out of 3.
Yeah, they're pretty good. I think this one also has to have a good story to it. This says, one of my exes is the current boyfriend of a fellow bikerka.
Wow.
Yeah. That's good.
Yeah, it's a good story.
Yeah, let's start, girls.
We all know the answer. Yeah, the answer is just that it just happened. It really shows the strength of our girl group that something like this can't shake us or something. So yeah, it just works out somehow.
That's great. That is definitely a close friend group right there.
Yeah, we share everything.
Oh, I guess so. Okay, the last question for number 5. How many countries has Tamara visited so far?
Oh my god. Well, her fiance is from Serbia, so I know she's been there.
About 20.
Pretty close.
Answer is 17.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
A lot of people from Europe travel a lot. We usually...
Well, you are a lot closer to other countries than those of us in Australia or America or India.
For sure.
Yeah. Alexandra and Veronica won it.
Oh!
Oh. Somebody's having champagne dinner.
Damn.
But we don't drink alcohol this year.
Oh, that's true.
That was Veronica.
That's true.
I also see that a lot of you, or a couple of you at least, like to watch or do other snow sports like skiing and snowboarding and stuff. So after starting triathlon, do you still continue doing that when you can?
Yeah, I think we're all super active. Like, for example, Sashka, she used to be a pro horse rider.
Oh.
So, I mean, Sashka is still a horse rider.
So sometimes when I have time, I go just for a walk or outside with my horse.
And all of us ski or snowboard. I think if you were born in Slovakia, you either ski or snowboard. Like, there's no other way because your parents forced you to do that since you were 3 years old. So, yeah, I think we're all pretty active. I don't know what else. Tamara and I, we used to play tennis when we were kids. We still do that every now and then.
I danced all my life. like 12 years, I just danced.
Like,
yeah.
Not in clubs, but professionally.
Like, yes. Like, in competitions, in the group.
That's cool.
What style of dance?
Firstly, I do ballet and other days normal, like jazz.
Classic,
yeah. Mm. And then I did hip-hop, like, for 8 years.
Those are very different.
Yeah. This is such a surprise for all of us.
We're just smiling and
we're
laughing.
Just laughing here. Like, we can't imagine Veronica doing hip hop.
She's just going to show us the video on YouTube.
I was gonna say, a video needs her.
All right, so I think we can wrap things up with the final few questions here.
Okay.
What's the message you would want people listening to take away from your story?
Okay, so I won't speak for all of us. I'll let all of the girls speak. But for me, I would say, let me think. You're putting us under so much pressure. It's really important for girls to have their girl support group. It's really helpful, not only in sport, but also in, like, personal life. If you know you have this strong support group that you can rely on, you can tell them anything. You know they're not going to judge you for anything. So, yeah, that's the first thing. And the second thing is that if you overcome yourself, you get this feeling that you can overcome anything in life. So, yeah, that's my message.
Now it's Tamara speaking. For me, it's like... type of lifestyle during my
normal job and during my normal life, like my boyfriend and my family. And for me, it's really relaxing now, like this type of sport, because when I used to play tennis, like for professional, like professional, I was under the pressure every day and it was not easy. So for me, it's now just fun. I don't want to be under the pressure like I used to be. So I'm trying to enjoy it, not to be like nervous or something like that.
Yeah.
Mm. Most important for Veronica, the most important thing is that friendship, what we have. Because that's amazing that we didn't know each other very, very well, like one and a half year ago. And we are very good friends. We can meet with each other and speak about everything. So this is the main message for me.
Awesome.
I have to say that without girls, I wouldn't do that. Because horse riding, you are just alone or it's a single sport. So now I'm in a group, so yeah. I'm also motivated because when I see my WhatsApp and they are waiting for me, I have no chance to stay at home. And
she has to respond.
So, yes, I have to respond, so I have to go.
Great. Yeah. And are there any people or brands that you'd like to give a shout out to?
Yeah, there's actually quite a few people who are supporting us along our way. For sure, it's all our families, especially moms. Like, we all have super amazing moms that were there for us. Even at the day of our first Olympic distance race, which was like our first ever race, they were all there for us. It was like cut out of a commercial. They were like braiding our hair, putting our wetsuits on. Aww. Even though we're all grown women.
Nice. Like,
thank you for moms. And then shout out to Mojit Bands. It's like a company that does bracelets for you. If you're a triathlete, you put your contact information on, your blood group, if anything ever happens to you. So it's like a dog tag. And and yeah, also our first Olympic distance triathlon, we raced in X-Bionic Sphere, and they managed to give us the start fee for free since we were, I guess, popular. So thank you to them. We got our wetsuits. Well, the girls got their wetsuits from a brand called Triway. I got mine from my mom. My mom works for a company called CZ Slovakia, and they sponsored a lot of our shit. So thank you to them. Then Veronica's ex-boyfriend.
Still our friend.
He's actually still our friend. But and
just ex-boyfriend.
He has a bike shop and he services our stuff. So thank you to Bike Union. I hope he'll stay our friend. Even though the situation is hard.
Yeah, even his ex.
And then... And thank you to Hanka Poliačiková. She's a girl who helped us with all of our marketing, and she like pushed us into all of the Slovak magazines that you can even imagine. We actually had there's this magazine that's called Break, and it's like the Slovakian Playboy. Yeah, we had like pretty funny pictures there.
Naked.
Almost naked. But it made us popular. So. And then there's this boot camp training thing going on in Slovakia, and we take part in that when we're off season. So they helped us as well because we can go and train there for free. So, and yeah, thank you to our boyfriend and family and everyone. There's a lot of people supporting us, so it's awesome.
Clearly, that's awesome.
Yes.
Okay, and before we ask a last question, tell everyone listening where they can find you online.
Okay, so you can find us on our Instagram, which is at for bikerky, BAJKERKY.
Great, awesome. Okay, and last question is, why do you try?
Tamara speaking. Because before triathlon, I used to just run, and I was bored just to run. So then I met with Christina, then we biked together, and then we had swim, and it was another level for me, and that's why. And now it's also, like I said before, my lifestyle, and I still want to keep my body fit, and it helps me a lot.
Okay, this is Christina, and I try because I have this amazing, amazing girl gang called Four Bikerki. And honestly, I don't think I would continue doing triathlon after my first triathlon if I wasn't together with these girls. So yeah, that's my reason, these girls.
It's Veronica. I try because it keeps me fit and disciplined, which is very big advantage in my life and in my work. So that's why I try.
And here is Alexandra. So like I said, I did a single sport, so I was excited to try something different. And just trying group is really nice and pushing me forward every day.
It was great having you on the show, guys. Thank you so much for coming on.
Yeah, this was so much fun.
Yeah, we did have so much fun. Yeah, like if you could see it, it looks like we're having a girl sleepover back in high school because we're all in just like this one king size bed laughing at each other. So thank you for...
Oh, that's great.
Woohoo! Finally, it's that time of the podcast. It's Community Comments with Charles. Yes, triple CC cubed. And this is where we read out your comments about what you like and what you dislike, etc. And you know what? Today we'll use again our state-of-the-art machine. We love it. To take out randomly, without any bias, the next comment we're going to read out. Here we go. And we're going all the way to Lake Havasu City, Arizona. And it reads the following. I love the podcast. It's great to hear about everyday people and the challenges they overcome to raise and continue to make this sport great. I rely heavily on inspiration from other stories and the Hot Podcast, and Instagram, Facebook, and Strava helps me keep going. Thank you very much. And this comes from Stephanie Pusa Lueras, whose Instagram handle is amazing. It's at future former fat pastor. This is incredible. One of the awesomest Instagram handles I have ever seen. So, and also thank you very much for your comments, Stephanie. As you know, you can find us on Facebook, Instagram, Strava, our website, humansoftriathlon.com, and all the podcast platforms out there. So don't be shy, send your comments. And for now, bye-bye.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Thanks for being a part of this Humans of Triathlon community. Hope you're enjoying the show and the other content. Make sure to join us again next week here on the Hot Podcast, where we'll bring you another amazing guest and story from this Audrey but extra Audrey world of triathlon. Until then, everyone, keep trying.